take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice.
To The Voice.
The Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
What's up, family? Ron Todd here, and I'm enjoying the praise right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio is just getting hotter, and we have an all-star lineup just for you. Mondays, conversations with Joe and Jay at 7:30 a.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with author Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministries with Dr. Apostle Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Fridays, the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Saturdays is Saturdays Refet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by the Locker Room with Coach D at 4 p.m. Sundays, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. with the Familia. Catch all of TPV Radio programming on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Also, Live 365, tune in, and all of our podcast social media platforms. Walk with us in relationship, purpose, and promise. And let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
Eat all the meat up, yo. Spit the bones out. Drink all the milk up. Start acting like you grown now. Not just a hero, you a doer of the word, right? Now that you hear, hey, what you doing with the word, right?
Hey, poetic, bring the drums in. Let me preach a little. Just let me speak a little. Trying to get the streets delivered. Hey, marijuana ain't got nothing on my Jesus, bruh. And if you want it, you can have
it's
some of
your
Jesus,
cousin,
bro.
Your
nothing
brother,
changed,
your
breaking
nephew,
chains like we supposed to do.
A real
keep the money,
talk,
keep the fame. I
said,
go to you. You don't need a microphone, some of you. You don't need a microphone, some of you need to stop. Get that boy your vacuum and some wind.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everybody? What is happening? What is up? You already know, hey, this is your humble host. This is Pastor Byron Sago, your brother, your cousin, your nephew of Real Talk. And look, hey, we welcome you to the show on tonight. We welcome you to the show. So, hey, we appreciate everybody that is with us on tonight, this afternoon, rather, that is looking right now, watching right now, riding with us on Live 365, with us on Facebook, or looking at this a little bit later on. Hey, we appreciate you. So look, you already know, hey, this is Real Talk. We get real. If you want to talk, then let's talk. You heard me. So look, you already know here at the TPV Radio Network, we don't talk politics. We don't talk politics. But look, there is one thing I do want to address before we get into the show. So we don't talk politics, but I want everybody to understand something. Look, I want to say this. I want to get this out on the table. I want to get this off my chest before we get into the show. So look, I want to congratulate everybody, and I hope everybody had a great Juneteenth. I hope everybody had a great Juneteenth. But here's what I want to say about Juneteenth, ladies and gentlemen. And look, if you get upset with me, call me later and we can talk about it, all right? Or if you have your opinion on it or what I say about this, then, hey, holler at me a little bit later and we'll talk about it. But look, we all got our opinions. So look, this is what I say about Juneteenth, ladies and gentlemen. This thing has been celebrated for years, for a whole bunch of years, okay? For a lot of years, people have been celebrating Juneteenth. And I am glad that it has been made a holiday. That is great. That is wonderful. It's great. But here's what I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Do not get caught up in all the hoopla and all the hoodwink by all the hoopla what's going on with Juneteenth. And I'll tell you why. Because this is what's going to happen. It's being politicized, and it's going to start being popularized. And people are going to try to make it out of something that it is not. All right? So I just want to encourage you to celebrate if you choose to celebrate it. But don't get caught up, because what it's also doing is when something is really needed, they are going to say, well, we gave you something already, so what else are you asking for? Okay? And people are going to try to make gain off of Juneteenth, ladies and gentlemen, now that it's a federal holiday. And I got it. It's okay. It's cool. But don't get hoodwinked, all right? And don't get caught up in all the hoopla of what Juneteenth is and how people are going to start celebrating Juneteenth, all right? So look, I'm going to move on. I just wanted to say that, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all already know, hey, this is Real Talk. Look, I'm excited about the show that we have on today. We have a special guest on tonight. I have a great man of God, a gentleman that I have served with on for a number of occasions. Have a great man of God who's a powerful man of God, very well knowledgeable man of God, and he is also an author. All right, he is also an author, and he has a new book that's coming out. But I ain't gonna tell you much about the book. I'm gonna have him talk to you about the book. But he also has a book out right now, and it calls Integrity Does Matter. But he also has a new book that's coming out along the same lines of Integrity Does Matter, and it's on along that same vein. But look, I'll let him tell you more about his new book. So look, I have the privilege of having my brother in Christ. We have author, famed author. I'm gonna say famed author, Mr. Henry Nash, on the show on tonight. What's going on, my man?
Hey, God bless you, man of God. Thank you for that beautiful and that wonderful introduction. All privilege and a pleasure to speak with you and to hear with you. You know, God has placed on your heart and everything. So thank you once again for allowing us to be a part of a Real Talk. We truly appreciate it. It's always good.
Hey,
to see.
Look, I appreciate it, man. I really, really appreciate it. I know it's been a busy day for you and working and stuff like that. But look, I'm excited because we got this platform to talk about this new book that's coming out. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Henry Nash, and I'm a published author, and I'm also a minister, and I'm also a mentor to many, and I'm also an entrepreneur. So I've been at this thing for a little over 10 years right now. When I wrote the book Integrity Does Matter, it took me actually 10 years to author this book, and once this book came to fruition, the next part of the assignment that came was to take the message of the integrity to the nation one person at a time. So God has blessed me with a great group of people that support me. It's a strong support system. We've been traveling throughout the state of Texas, taking this message out to the nation one person at a time, and it's been great because we've been meeting people from all walks of life, And as we talk to them about the message of integrity, one of the things that they all come into agreement is that as this nation and as a people, it seems that we have drifted so far away from a moral compass of living a life of integrity and that it's really needed. So we're just so thankful and grateful that we have been chosen as the ones to go and take this message out to the people.
Good, good. So look, we'll get into the new book here in a minute. But the first book, what was it that God placed on your heart when it came to you writing the first book? And I know you mentioned it took you 10 years to write the first book. So what was it that God was working with and dealing with when it came to writing that first book?
And that's a good question. I tend to get that question quite from a lot of people. One of the things I always used to do was I would always endeavor to read the Word of God, you know, in a year. And I would always start it, and then for some reason I would always stop doing it. But it was one year that I purposed, I said, I'm going to read the Bible an entire year because, you know, one of the things I love doing is reading because that's one of the things I have a passion for. You know, and in the book of Proverbs and in the book of Psalms, the word integrity kind of resonated with me quite a bit, you know. So I did a word such study on the word of integrity. And we know pretty much the genesis of integrity deals with, you know, humility. A lot of times it deals with character. It deals with humility and things of that nature. But, you know, when God gave me his thoughts on what integrity was, this is how he gave it to me. He said integrity was absolute freedom from corrupting influence or concealed motive. It's an unimpaired, unadulterated, and undisputable state of ethical wholeness and unbroken completeness. And from that, in the 21st division of Psalm, David wrote in Psalms 21, verse 25, he said, let integrity and uprightness preserve for our weight on these. So that was the foundation upon how the book got started.
Okay, good, good. Now the first book, do you think that, do you believe that the first book has had the effect that you want, or you think it's a little bit more that you have to do? Because now, is your focus going to shift now, or do you think you're still going to continue to push the first book as well? So I guess my question is has the first book made the effect, or has it reached that desired effect that God has placed for you to do with it?
Yes, it has reached many people from all walks, like more than I can even begin to imagine. And you know, and I believe that the work is never ever really fully completed because, you know, I mean, integrity, we all need it. So there's always, you know, work to be done and everything. But in this season, you know, especially now that we're coming out of this pandemic, God has shifted us in a different direction, and he's given us a new target audience to go after, which are the young adults, to reach out to them with this message. And, you know, and we'll delve more into it as you continue to ask me questions. But, you know, the message is always relevant and is always resonant for everyone, you know, regardless of whatever age they may be. So the first book will always have a place where it's supposed to be, because it talks about living a life above reproach, and how you live your life says more about you than you can ever say about yourself. So that's kind of the gist of what the book is about. Yeah.
Yeah. So living life above reproach. Talk about that. Talk about living a life above reproach, especially as we deal with so much in life, as we deal with so much in this walk of life, what we deal with right now, especially in this time. Is it difficult to live a life above reproach?
Yes, it can be challenging, but, you know, but it is doable, and that's one of the things I always tell people, you know, because, you know, we live in this world, and this world is filled with sin no matter where we go. You know, the presence of it is everywhere, the presence of evil, all of that is everywhere, the power of it is everywhere, but, you know, we have the power, you know, within us as a people of God to live, you know, the life that God has called us to live. And when it talks about living a life above reproach, the psalmist reminds us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And what reproach does, it comes to cause us to live a life far beneath than what God has already for us and even what he expects us to live. So when we choose to live a life above reproach, this is where we got to allow integrity to come into our life and allow it to have access to teach us how to live this life that God has called us to live.
Mm-hmm. So when we as we push through the things of life, we have to be able to do more. I like to say we have to be able to do more than the minimum, because the life of reproach, you can't do the minimum and expect to live a life of reproach.
Correct.
Gotcha. Now, like you said, you. The first book is always going to be effective, and it is. And ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and let you tell people where they can get the first book at before we start talking about the second book. So go ahead and tell people where they can purchase the first book at.
Okay, thank you, sir. The books are available for purchase wherever books are sold, but you can also go to our website at integritydoesmatter.com, and you can click our shop button. And on our shop button, you'll find that book is available for purchase. And we also have our young adult edition, which we'll delve into that as you lead this interview. You can purchase it there on our website. So you can go there and get it. And, you know, and like I said, it's a very easy to read book, but yet it's also very thought provoking. You know, and that's one of the things I like about it, because, you know, in the book, it's broken down into three different type of sections. And in each section, it has a point to ponder behind each section, or questions, you know, for you to consider and to think about, you know, what it means to live a life of integrity. And the way the book is written in three different sections. The first section of the book, Three Keys, talks about living a life of integrity. The first key is minding your conversation, because people are listening to you when you think they are not. You know, words have meaning and words have power. So, you know, when we practice mindfulness in the words that we speak, as James reminds us in his letter, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. You know, we learn to guard our speech, and our speech becomes more meaningful. And as we speak to other people, you know, there's a mindfulness that we practice. That's the first key, minding your conversation. And the second key is monitoring your conduct, because people are watching you when you think they are not. And every time I present this key to people, the question I always ask them is, when people are looking at you, the question is not what do they see, but who do they see? They see someone when they are looking at you. So the question is, who do they see? So the first key, minding your conversation, and the second key, monitoring your conduct. When you learn to apply those two, the third key is maintaining your character, because people are influenced by you when you think they are not. And one of the roles of integrity is all about character development. It helps develop your character as a person. So those three keys are really the gist of the thrust of what the book is all about.
Right. And, you know, you said one good thing, because I talked about this about 2 months ago. About two months ago, in reference to into character. And
yes, sir.
I had to make it clear that we have to understand that our reputation that we have on earth, we can have a reputation here while we're living by having this and that and that and this while we're here, but
yeah,
the thing that's gonna resonate with people, is gonna stick with people, is your character. So when we gone away from here, what are people gonna say about us when we gone?
Yes. And I concur.
Go ahead.
I concur because character is so closely akin to integrity. It's one of these eternal principles that transcends past over time. You know, so these are the things, you know, you cannot put a monetary value on. These are the things that, you know, that they do cost. They come at a cost. But the benefit that comes from living a life of integrity and being a person of character far outweigh the sacrifice that is made,
That's good. Now the young adult one. Now, how long have you been working on the young adult version of Integrity Does Matter?
The young adult version, it came to fruition when the team and I, we were going out and we were doing book signings. This was pre-COVID, you know. And then we was asked questions by many people. Do you have a version of this for teenagers, for young adults? And, you know, and I really didn't give it much thought at that time. And I told them, no, that I did not. We did not. And so you may want to consider doing that because, you know, this is something that young people need also as well. You know, and we gave it some considerable thought, and the team and I, we discussed it. And, you know, and I've come to the understanding, man of God, that there are young people out there that really, really, really love God. There are young people out there that really, really want to live a life that's pleasing to God, regardless of the setback, the struggles, the faults, or the frailties, or the shortcomings they may have. That's just a certain generation that are going through what they're going through. They're trying to navigate their way through the challenges of life that they face. And, you know, so when the COVID pandemic did happen, it gave us time to actually step back and not just to take a reprieve or a rest, but also, you know, to reflect and look at what we can do to reach another generation, you know. So God spoke to us and he took us in a different direction in regards to, you know, targeting the young adults, you know, in this season that he has us in. And that was how the Young Adult edition of Integrity Does Matter comes about, because it talks about learning how to live at another level. That's the goal for the Young Adult edition, teaching them how to learn to live at another level.
And how important is that, Henry? I mean, you know, because here's my thing, and I know you and I talked about this. We talk about this on a number of occasions. Anytime we see each other, how important is it for us to make sure that we draw our young adults in, and how do we draw the young adult population in so they can build a deeper relationship with God? So is that book a tool to help them build that deeper relationship, or is that something that shows them how they can become a better to them?
Okay. The answer to your question is both what you just stated. And I think one of the keys for us being able to reach the young adults, and I think you and I have discussed it before, number one, we got to learn how to see the value and the worth that they have, even if they don't recognize it themselves. Because the young adults are a generation, they're what I call change agents. And because I see them as change agents, I believe that they're in a place where they can make a profound, powerful impact in their generation and also, you know, with their peers. And learning how to do that, we got to learn how to be what I call relatable to young adults. And learning how to be relatable to the young adults is learning how to listen to them and learning how to reach them and meet them right where they are. Because, like I said, when we hear about some of the things that they deal with and some of the things that they go through, a lot of times our natural proclivity or natural bent is to say that they don't understand, you know, what they're going through, or we can't, or they don't relate to things of that nature. So we got to be able to learn how to reach them right where they are. And I think being relatable is key in learning how to see their value and learning how to see their worth. Because when you do that, they walk in a confident assurance of who they are based on what God has said who they are.
Now, do you think, by saying that, do you think that that's also one of the difficult things, one of the difficult problems is with trying to get so many young adults to strengthen and to build their relationship with God, because we're not meeting them right where they are? Because look, and we can be real and frank about this. Is because the young teens, the teens and the younger adults and the young adults, I think we've talked about this before, is not that they don't want to know about God. It's not that they don't want to have a relationship with God. It's not that they don't know God. It's
mm-hmm.
just that
mm-hmm.
they want to take those things of God so they can apply it to their lives. Because you and I have talked about it, that these young adults and these teens and these our children today are dealing with a whole bunch of different stuff than
right.
what we deal with.
Right.
So is it important for us to be able to give our young adults and our teens and our children, teach them and give them the word of God so they can take it and they can apply it? Because if we just throw a whole bunch of things at them and they can't take it and they can't apply it to their lives, then is it really doing them any good?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I concur with what you're saying, you know, man of God, but here's one of the things I think is vitally important. It's very imperative, and I can't stress it enough. One of the main things that young adults and teens need to see, they need to see that those who are within their sphere of influence, they need to see those people modeling not a perfect example, but a proper example. And modeling
right.
a proper example means that, you know, that you got faults and you got flaws and things of that nature. You know, we all do. All of us fall short. But they need to see someone modeling a proper example of what it really means to live a life that's pleasing to God. They need to see us, you know, they need to see us in prayer. They need to see us in worship. They need to see us, you know, doing the things that God has called us to do, you know. And they in themselves understand that we're not perfect. But when they see a proper example being modeled before them, it serves as a witness to them that whatever they're facing or whatever they're going through in life, it gives them an opportunity to say, hey, you know what, if the person within my sphere of influence can go through this, then it's quite possible I can make it, you know. And the scripture tells us in Proverbs 22:6 to train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So modeling a proper example, I think, is really, really, really key. And we leave the results up to God. You know, we don't try to change our young adults. We don't try to fix our young adults. We don't try to change or fix nobody because we can't even do that with our own selves. But when we model
right.
a proper example before them and let God do what he has to do in their lives, I think that right there is really key. So that, for me, trying to be relatable to them and meet them right where they are, you know, and I think that's really one of the keys for me.
Yeah. And that's good. You know, being relatable to them,
mm-hmm.
Meet them right where they are, and also walk it out instead of just
yeah.
talking it all the time.
Yes,
know,
sir.
because you know they can deal with the they can deal with a friend issue, you know, and then or any not just a friend issue, but any type of life issue that comes up, and like you said, they can see somebody that's in their sphere of influence and how they embrace their setback or how they push through what they were pushing through, then they can see, okay, yeah, well, if they did it, then I can do it too, even though at my age,
sure.
well, you know, you're 56 years old, you know, they deal with some of the same stuff I'm dealing with, you know?
Right. You know, I have this
yeah,
young adult
yeah.
that God is using me to mentor, you know, and I gave him this challenge. I told him, I said, here's what I want you to do for the next 14 days. I said, I want you to look in the mirror when you're getting yourself ready for whatever it is that you're preparing for your day. I want you to say to yourself that today is a good day to have a great day. I want you to say that to yourself every day as you're getting ready to start your day. You know, and that's why I was telling you, minding your conversation is very, very important, that when we learn how to encourage ourselves, we're able to speak positivity, we're able to speak words of life, and we are able to speak the word of God into our lives and over ourselves and even to the lives of others. And what that does, like I told him, it's gonna cause what's called a paradigm shift in your thinking. And when that paradigm
mm-hmm.
shift begins to take place, your conversation begins to change. So I want you to start
right.
speaking that for the next 14 days. That it's a good day, a great day.
And that paradigm shift.
Yeah, they adopt
that paradigm shift. Is that
yes, sir.
Is that radical change? That hardcore change. And,
mm-hmm.
in your way of thinking, and just like you said, when you make that paradigm shift, when you have that radical change, or you have that change, not only does your mind begin to think differently, but when you start thinking differently, your actions change,
yes.
what you say change,
yes.
how you deal with people changes,
yes.
all that stuff changes in that radical paradigm shift.
Yes.
Yeah, so look, the radio station got to pay some bills. I got a whole lot more questions to ask for you. So look, ladies and gentlemen, you are here with Fame Author. I'm going to call him Fame Author, Henry Nash, and Integrity Does Matter. He has the new book, The Integrity Does Matter, the Young Adult Edition. Look, the radio station, TBV Radio, got to pay some bills. We're going to go on break, and we'll be right back with the second portion of Real Talk with author Henry Nash.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
Thomas Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio.
Well, hey, welcome back. We are part two of Real Talk. Hey, this is your humble host, This is your brother, your cousin, and your one and only nephew, your real nephew. Hey, this is Pastor Byron Sago, Real Talk, Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries, Blessings on the Block Community Outreach, and we are here with my brother, Henry Nash, famed author, Henry Nash. So, look, man, we are back. So, we were talking, one thing we talked about before we went on break, we talked about the understanding that the words we say are important. So, look, I was looking on the news the other day, and this goes right along the same vein, the same line of what you were talking about.
Yes,
so that was a young lady who was I think she was a part of a cheer squad or something like that. She was part of a cheer team, and sure. She was upset with something. Something happened, and she didn't make the varsity squad, but she made the mm-hmm. junior varsity squad, and so on and so on. So anyway, she went on I think it was Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook and one of those things, and she made a whole lot of disparaging remarks, cursing, saying all types of stuff, taking pictures with the finger up and all this type of mm-hmm. stuff, right? So they suspended her from the squad, and she made videos, so they suspended her, right? Mm-hmm. They said, look, yes, you can't get on, don't do everything that you can't say and do everything you want to say and expect that you can represent this school on extracurricular activity. So make a long story short, so parents stood behind her. The court stood behind her and said that it was freedom of speech, that she was right along. She was okay by doing that because it was freedom of speech. So I said all that to say this. When do we reach a point, especially with our young adults, to get them to realize that, look, your words matter, regardless if it's your freedom of speech or not, your words matter. And one thing that's important that we have to begin to do is let our younger people know that mm-hmm. the things, your actions can follow you. They can have they can have an effect on your life. And then it may not affect you directly, but it can affect somebody else down the line. So how do we get the rest of society and not just our young adults to understand that our actions have consequences?
And that's a great question, man of God. You know, the gist of our book we talk about is the subtitle of How You Live Your Life says more about you than you can ever say about yourself. You know, we know that the adage speaks, action speaks louder than words. It's pretty much, you know, kind of a catch-all phrase, you know, that people speak. You know, there's a Greek philosopher that once said that, you know, what you're doing speaks so loud that people cannot hear what you're saying. So we got to understand, you know, our actions and the things that we say or do, they will always have consequences, you know, be it good or be it not good, because other mm-hmm. people's in troubles, they can be contagious. And what we got to learn how to do is not finding ourselves adopting negative and unproductive attitudes through our associations with others. And with saying that, you know, there is a mindfulness even with the company that we keep, you know, that everybody that's closely connected to us or part of our circle, you know, we need to check our circle quite a bit. When I tell young adults all the time, I say, you know, the scripture tells us in the Corinthian letter, you know, that don't be deceived, that, you know, bad company can corrupt good character. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, I think of what it is. Bad company can mm-hmm. corrupt character, a good moral. So there's a mindfulness that we got to be mindful of, that when it comes to the company that we keep, because we can be influenced by other people. Yes, sir.
Right. That's good. Now, the new book comes out this month, right? What day does it come out?
The new book is scheduled for release on June the 30th. We have already submitted the manuscript in for print and publishing, and we're waiting for it to come back so that we can take a look at it and make sure everything is the way it should be in regards to, you know, the format of it. And then once I sign off on that and everything is good, it'll go straight to press, and we should receive our first copy probably within the next 2 or 3 days. So we want to try to make sure we try to stay on that target date that we have set up for. So we're excited about this because this is the vein and this is the avenue where God is, you know, is shifting us to in this season with the young adults, you know, and that's not negating the fact that we still don't have the other audience, but we have a even more target audience so that when we go out, you know, we can relate and reach both audiences at the same time. So that's what we're really excited about in this season where God is taking us to and leading us.
Got it. So listen, y'all heard June 30th, this book is going to be out. Now, well, let me say this. Big shout out to Brenda Sneed, who did your foreword, correct?
Yes, sir. She wrote the foreword in the book. I've had the privilege of serving not only with you, but also with her in ministry, and I have watched God use her greatly because she's a youth pastor at the church where, you know, the ministry where we served, Bethesda Fellowship Ministries, and God spoke to me about, you know, speaking to her and having her write the foreword for this book because I've watched God, you know, use her greatly, and I've watched her grow, and I've watched her, you know, help these young children. Some of them from they're very, very small. I've watched her interact and be in the lives of children, and she so beautifully articulated what God placed on her heart in regards to writing this book. You know, and I also want to make sure I interject this here, that in this season where God has called us to target this young adult audience, he spoke to my heart in regards to, you know, seeking partnership through the relationships that I have in regards to, you know, them supporting this endeavor. And I must say that as he led me to reach out to certain people, they responded so greatly. I mean, more than I can begin to imagine about how they had no problem with supporting this endeavor, you know, through the prayers, their support, their financial contribution, because they believe that God has given me something, you know, that's going to help, you know, impact people's lives, you know. So I want to send a heartfelt thanks to everyone that has provided support on this endeavor that God has given us. So we have embraced it, and the team and I have embraced it, not just us going out selling books. That's just a part of it. But we have embraced it as an assignment that God has given us to take the message of integrity to the nation one person at a time. And we've always discussed that the success of every book signing or wherever it is that we go through is never predicated on how many books we sell, but it's more on the lives that God uses us to touch and impact people and how God uses them to touch and impact us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely big shout out to Integrity Does Matter, the team that you have.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you know, when y'all go out, I see them grinding. I see them out there. I see you out there at all the book signings and stuff like that. So definitely big shout out to, like I said, Brenda Sneed for writing the Ford as part of your team, and everybody that's part of Integrity Does Matter team. Look, I just want to salute y'all for all that you do, for what God has for each of you to touch the people. Now you said the book is going to be out on the 30th of June. Now, where can people get the book at on June 30th? Now, I think the first book is in the new bookstore that's on Fort Hood, right?
Yes, and you can get the new book anywhere where books are sold. You can get it on Amazon, but like I said, you can also go to our website at integritydoesmatter.com, and you can purchase it.
Okay.
Also, you know, and also, you know, we have not only our book. When you go to our website, you can also see that we have a workbook. The workbook is complementary to the first book that we wrote. Also, well, it's broken down in sections also as well, and it's broken down in a lesson form, and that's kind of how the young adult edition is broken down also as well. It's kind of more or less in a lesson form, and it's relatable to them. And then for the young adult edition, it has a check learning page, so you're able to go back, you know, and you can write in it, you know, after what you have read, you know, so that you can go back and, you know, and kind of recall what it is that you read. It also has a note page in it, so they can write notes inside the book. And it also has integrity insights that are, you know, scattered throughout the book. They'll see that also as well. So that's something that they can commit to memorization of the integrity insights. And, you know, we also have on our website, we have merchandise that's available, you know, to share the message of integrity, you know, T-shirts, hats, mugs, we have masks, we have wristbands, all of these items that we, you know, that's available for purchase to help share and spread the message of integrity and why it's important to live a life above reproach.
Yeah. And look, y'all, look, on June 30th, I need y'all to go on that website. I need y'all to purchase it through Amazon or purchase it through Henry Nash. And look, if you want your book signed, all right, it's going to cost you $59.95. All right? No, I'm just kidding, y'all. We ain't going to charge you $59.95 for the autograph. But I encourage you to go ahead and get the autograph, get it signed now, all right, before... Miss Henry Nash reach a point where, you know, he may not be able to get that signature for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming. So do you see any challenges with the new book being easily understood by the young adult readers?
No, I really don't, because one of the premises I wanted to make sure that it was easy for them to relate to and easy for them to understand. So I tried to write it in a sense, you know, to where it was very, very simplistic. And I think, you know, one of the things, you know, that Jesus did in his preaching, he never made anything complicated in a sense. He made it very simple. So I think simplicity is very, very important when it comes to, you know, trying to also be relatable and reach people right where they are, instead of making it, you know, more complicated than really what it is or what it, you know, it should be. So you know, right. In that writing, I tried to make sure that I made it very simple. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know that's good when you talk about Jesus. Jesus used stories of you used a parable so people can understand by using what they did understand. If that makes sense.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, but. Yeah. The parables, the things that Jesus used when he talked to the people, he used the things that they understood. You know, like sowing the seed. They understood how they had to farm during that time. So by using those things that the young adults do understand, I think it'd be easy for them to. Now, by using the method that you use to write this book, do you feel that they can take what they read? Because I know you said it's in workbook style, as opposed to the new the first book, mm-hmm. It was two books. You had the actual book itself, and you had the workbook. Do you think by having it in that way, they can take those things that they read, they can write themselves some notes, and they can always go back and look at those things and maybe apply those things in a situation that they might be dealing with in life?
Yes, and you just said it too. You lead me right to my response, and that's great. You know, it's one of the things, you know, about the book, you know, is one of the things that it challenges a person's current way of thinking. That's one of the things that the gospel message does. When it comes to challenge our current way of thinking, and which is why when it comes to our thinking, our minds have to change and they have to be renewed in order for our life to change, in order for us to live the way God has called us to live. And, you know, and so with this young adult edition, what it's going to do is going to challenge their current way of thinking or their situation or where they currently are. And also, even in that, it's going to let them know that through practical application of what they are reading, when they look for opportunities to apply what they read, that's when they will start seeing the results that they're looking for or seeking after to come in their lives. It's just through the practical daily application of what they're going to read, and that's where it's going to come.
Yeah. Now, I know, that's right on point. Now, when is your next book signing? Now, are you going to do a book signing for the new book? Because I know right now you're doing it. You have a couple of book signings coming up. I think you have a meet and greet coming up Saturday, right?
Actually, our next one is coming up. We're going to be August the 11th, and we're going to be going to San Antonio at this book store called The Twig, August the 11th, and then we have another one coming up in July. In July, we were supposed to be on Fort Hood, so we had to shift that one. So we're going to be going back on Fort Hood. So and as we get these book signings come up, we post them so everybody will know where we'll be going, because in October we're going to be going to Galveston, and we're going to be going down to there. They have a Galveston Book Festival, because we're a part of what's called the Authors Guild. We're part of their group, and what they do. They are an association that's located here in Texas. They have Texas authors that promote their book, you know, and they put their things out there, and then they let us know what book signings and things that they have coming up. So we're going to be going to Galveston in November. So we seek out these areas that will allow us, or these venues that will allow us, you know, to utilize the platform that we have to be able to go and share this message, be it through bookstores, you know, like we've been to Barnes & Noble's, we've been to Half Price Books, we've been to a number of places that have allowed us to come in, you know, and to have those book signings and to share this message. So whatever platform we are able to utilize, we use that.
Yeah. So how did the last book signing go? I think you're out at Fort Hood at the new bookstore that Fort Hood has out there. How did that book signing go? Because, you know, I've seen a lot of pictures of a lot of things, a lot of people being touched, and, you know, you know, it seemed like everything was everybody was engaged on what's going on, and this was for the old book. How did that book signing go?
It went phenomenal, man of God. One of the things the team and I discussed is that because we were in a 14-month pause or hiatus when we couldn't go out and we couldn't, you know, physically meet people and to, you know, and to engage with people during because of COVID. You know, and now that COVID, we kind of, you know, moving towards the other side of this thing. We're going back out there, you know, and this is our fourth year of actually going out and doing this. We're entering into our fourth year with Pastor, actually. And one of the things that we noticed is that people are hungry for engaging. You know, people want to relate, you know, to people. And, you know, and that's one of the first things that we noticed, you know, when we went back out there, you know. And you know, and then also on that note, in relating to people from all walks of life, you know, being sensitive to what they are dealing with, what they're going through. A lot of people are, you know, because they miss the engagement, they are sharing with us a lot of the personal things that they're dealing with and what they're going through, you know. And one of the first responses that I have, I try to be sensitive to hear what they're saying, and one of the first responses that really leads me to them is I ask them, would you be okay if I pray for you, you know, and people have allowed me the opportunity to pray for them, you know, and also whatever situation or circumstance that they may be facing in their lot in life. And we've had people call us back on our toll-free number saying what God has done for them, you know, because, you know, we took the time to, you know, to actually pray with them concerning their situation, concerning their matters. So, you know, so the team and I, we have understood that this is more than just a book signing. It's getting out of the four walls and taking the message, the gospel message, out to the nation, you know, and it's through the vein and the avenue of integrity. So that's what we have noticed.
So let me ask you this: you kind of led right to my next question. So, you know, when you get out there and when the team actually realizes, like you said, you tell them, look, we're just not out here selling books. We are here doing more than just selling books. So how important is it for us to understand that in order for us as true followers of Christ, you know, there is some effectiveness, there is some result inside the walls. But if you really look at it, 9 times out of 10, the people that are inside the walls have some sort of relationship with Christ. How important is it for us to understand that we gotta get up off our shoulders and we gotta get outside these four walls because people are hurting.
Yeah. Our Lord and Savior Jesus said it best. He said the harvest is great. He said, but the laborers are few. He said, you know, pray to the Father, you know, that he would send laborers into the harvest. You know, and here's why I tell, you know, the team. There's not a shortage of people. People are everywhere.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, there's not a shortage of people. And it's quite possible that everyone might not know the Lord the way we do. But he has given us the mantle and the message of integrity. And that just happens to be the mantle that he's given us to be able to go out and to reach people with the message. And, you know, and when I tell people, you know, many times, you know, how the book came about, you know, and when I tell them it came about, you know, through the Word of God, a lot of them are so receptive because they said they understand that there is no way that you can live a life of integrity apart from, you know, having a relationship with God. So we make sure that we keep that first in our minds, and we don't deviate from that. You know, it's very, very important.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's great. That's great. So look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm with my man Henry Nash, author Henry Nash. So look, before we get out of here, look, tell the people where they can buy your book. Tell the people where they can buy the new book. Give them the websites. If you want to give them the price of what it costs, send your shout outs. Look, sir, the floor is yours. Show people some love.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. The new book, Integrity Does Matter, the Young Adult Edition, will be, it's available for pre-order right now, that you can go to our website at integritydoesmatter.com and you can pre-order your copy now, so that when it does come, you know, you'll be one of the first ones to actually get a copy, and we'll sign it and we'll ship it to you, and we, and, you know, at no cost. And we also have a merchandise that's available for purchase as well, like I stated earlier, you know, t-shirts, hats, mugs, whatever you want, you know, we have it on the website so that you can go and you can take it and you can help us share this message, take it to the nation. And so and then also we encourage you, if you get the opportunity, to follow us on our social media platforms as well. We have Integrity Does Matter on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, Integrity Does Matter. We also have a YouTube channel, Integrity Does Matter. And also we have we're also on Twitter, Integrity Life 07. So, you know, so we're trying to, you know, make sure we utilize and capitalize every avenue that God has given us, you know, through technology, to be able to take this across the nation, across the globe. We're starting locally, but we believe that we're going globally with this message, you know. And one of the things I always tell people, whenever God gives you something, he gives you a vision, it always comes in a seed form. And when it comes to the seed form, you have a responsibility to work that vision. Partner with God,
yeah,
and you work that vision. And as you work that vision, don't find yourself being overly concerned about what resources that you don't have or what support you don't have. You remain committed and connected to God in the vision, and God will give you everything that you need in order to make the vision come to fruition. Why? Because he's the one that gave it to you. You don't let no one talk you out or deviate you from what you know God has given you to do, because if he gave you something to do, then there's a purpose behind it. And the sole purpose behind it is so that it can be a benefit and a blessing to others.
Yeah, yeah, because God ain't going to call us to hang up on us.
That's right.
You know, we the ones that hang up on God. God ain't going to hang up on us, if God called us. And just like you said, we gotta, even in setbacks, you know, we gotta get our eagle on, and we gotta embrace the setback. And when we get our eagle on, we soar over all that adversity. We soar over all those issues and problems and stuff that we gonna deal with, even in the midst of what God has called us to do. Because, you know, and when God calls us to do something, we gotta understand that God's gonna do God's part. Now we have to do our part, because there is something that we gotta do.
Absolutely.
There's something we gotta do, and we can't just sit and we like to use, well, I'm gonna wait on the Lord. I say this all the time. I hear people say, well, I'm just gonna wait on the Lord. Well, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. We got that. that's you having confident trust in God, that God's gonna do what God says God's gonna do. But in the midst of why you waiting on the Lord, you're gonna have to roll your sleeves up and you're gonna have to do something.
You're right.
You're gonna have to do something. But look, ladies and gentlemen, look. Go get your book. I already got mine coming. I already got mine coming and signed. So look, I'm encouraging you. Look, go and support Integrity Does Matter. LLC trademark. So don't go try to steal that name, because it's trademark, ladies and gentlemen. Look, go and support it. You will not be dissatisfied, especially with the old book. The first book, I don't want to call it the old book, because the old book is still relevant. The first book and the current book. If you haven't got the first book, get the first book. And if you haven't got the new book, go ahead and get the new book. If you don't want to read it, buy it and gift it to a young adult.
Yes, sir.
And look and support Integrity Doesn't Matter. They're doing some great stuff. So look, I appreciate you. Henry Nash, ladies and gentlemen, show him some love. If you're looking at this later on, show him some love. Go get the book, pre-order, go on Amazon and get the book. So look, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, look, on Sunday, just a couple of admin notes on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, Blessing on the Block Community Outreach, we're going to be at the CASA Housing Authority in Corpus Cove. CASA Housing Authority in Corpus Cove. We're going to be distributing our mobile food pantry. It's going to be there at the Housing Authority in Corpus Cove on CASA Drive. We're going to be out there serving God's people. So we'll have limited amounts of items available. We're going to be from 10 a.m. To 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. or until complete, ladies and gentlemen, which means if we distribute everything out and it's gone, it's gone. So look, volunteers are welcome. Volunteers are welcome. And also, lastly, 6:30 Sunday, Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, we have a virtual service at 6:30 p.m. Central. Join us. Invite somebody. Come on out and just be with us as we have, as we feel we have a powerful word of God coming. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I had my good friend Henry Nash, author, famed to be author of Integrity Does Matter, and he also has Integrity Does Matter, the young adult edition. We appreciate him. Sure. We love him. We salute him. Go get the book, ladies and gentlemen. Go get the book. So, again, hey, this is your brother, your cousin, your one and only nephew, your humble host of Real Talk, Pastor Byron Sago. I'll see you later. One love.
God bless.
Yeah. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my
TPV Radio, Central Texas.